CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With an Israeli ground incursion into Lebanon underway, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Israeli counterpart chatted via phone.
Austin and Israeli Defense Minister Galan agreed on the need to dismantle Hezbollah's attack infrastructure there that has long threatened communities in northern Israel. Austin also discussed with Gallant the need to focus on diplomacy as soon as possible. And in a strong message to Iran, both leaders discussed, quote, serious consequences for Iran if it chooses to launch an attack against Israel. Luis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
45,000 dock workers have gone on strike against the owners of 14 East and Gulf Coast ports. Money, the issue. The ports offering 50% more over the life of the deal. The dock workers are angling for 77%. Declaring it violates a woman's liberty to control her own body, an Atlanta judge struck down Georgia's 6-week abortion ban. An appeal, though, is certain. This is ABC News. Your tax dollars at work. The FBI ponying up 8 figures in a settlement with women recruits.
The FBI agreeing to pay more than $22 million to settle a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of female recruits. The lawsuit claims they were singled out for dismissal in training and routinely sexually harassed by their instructors at the FBI Training Academy in Quantico, Virginia. And many of their allegations were confirmed in a 2022 internal watchdog report. The payout to 34 women would be among the largest sexual misconduct settlements in the history of the Bureau. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Boston's RR Auction reports the $137,500 sale of newly emerged film footage of then-President Kennedy's motorcade speeding down a Dallas expressway after he was mortally wounded. Dale Carpenter Sr. just missed the president's limousine, captures other vehicles in the motorcade, then shows the motorcade roaring down I-35. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping people in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Terry Bell reports.
In all, 1,400 workers from around the country are part of the relief effort. 25 volunteers are from Wisconsin. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. I'm Terry Bell.
A high school football game in Milwaukee was cut short Friday when a gun in the stadium went off by accident. Police say an off-duty security guard accidentally fired his weapon during a game at Wisconsin Lutheran High School. The stands were emptied and everyone was sent home. The officer injured himself and was treated. The school is now going over its safety protocols. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay NBA heads to LA to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers moving through during the overnight, then some clearing. Breezy northwest winds up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Our lows dropping to the lower 40s. On Tuesday, sunny and continued breezy. High temperatures in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. Plus, we'll preview the VP debate with Walls and Vance. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of today's program, our Monday program here. And, you know, Michael Flynn has become pretty much openly a Russian asset. Pretty much, Nate, we're not on the camera here. There we go. Thank you. He's pretty much become a Russian asset. I don't know how to describe it beyond that. You know, it's taking the side of Russia with, you know, the war and trash talking America and going after Democrats and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, you're welcome to go after Democrats and I won't call you a Russian asset. But I just listen to this rant and tell me if this is the kind of if this is the kind of thing that, you know, somebody who actually loves America would be doing and saying.
That's why I'm out here in studio with Alex, because I'm traveling again around this country, basically with the same message to get people fired up, to get people inspired, to give people hope, and to make sure that the American people understand that we are in a war right now. This is a, you know, intellectual, physical, emotional, and definitely a spiritual war. We are facing a dark, soulless group of people, Marxists, that have no soul. They are dark-hearted, and their idea about the way the United States of America should be is without a constitution, you know, total control of the Supreme Court, total control of our lives. The fact that I'm sitting here and understanding what our enemy is trying to do, because when I say our enemy, you know, I hate to say that about somebody who is a American serving in our government, but these people are enemies of America.
They've hijacked the country. It'd be like if you're
totally
on a plane and hijackers take over, they can put the uniform on of the captain, but they're not the captain.
Right.
Yeah, and they're not the captain. And that was Alex Jones, of course, with General Flynn. He said, we're at a physical war. I'm just astonished. I guess I shouldn't be. I mean, you know, this is, we had, you know, a couple thousand people try to end our republic, try to end our constitution, try to take down our Capitol on January 6th with Donald Trump, you know, whipping them up. And Mike Flynn was part of the, or presumably was part of the group that was going after it. But, and it's not just Mike, you know, I don't want this to just be, you know, let's pick on Mike Flynn here. But he's doing this tour around America with this kind of rhetoric suggesting that people like you and I are the enemies of this country. That we are on the receiving end of his warfare. This is not healthy. And you and I know that there are countries out there that want this to be happening. You know, China, Russia, Iran, they're very happy about Americans traveling around the United States, trash talking America, trash talking other Americans. I don't know where these guys went wrong. I but I, I'm officially, you know, a physical war? Really? This is just scary stuff. Meanwhile, Jared Kushner, as a result of his work in the White House for his father-in-law, walked off with $2 billion of mostly Saudi money, and has now invested nearly $1.2 billion of it, has not yet made a penny in profit, but has been paid $112 million in fees by mostly Saudi Arabia, but a few other governments in the Middle East. And the question is this, well, this is you know, what the New York Times reported on Tuesday. Quote, the private equity firm run by Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of former President Donald J. Trump, has been paid at least $112 million in fees since 2021 by Saudi Arabia and other foreign investors, even though as of July it had not yet returned any profits to the governments largely bankrolling the firm. And so my senator, Ron Wyden, our senator, you know, one of America's senators, is wondering, and he's the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, and he pays attention to this kind of stuff. And he's like, is this just a vehicle for foreign governments to put money in the Trump family pockets? I mean, $2 billion went into the pockets of the Trump family from Saudi Arabia. Trump is now involved in a $5 billion Trump hotel project in, I believe, Oman, in one of those Middle Eastern countries. I'm pretty sure it's Oman. I'd have to, you know, fact check me, please, on that. Why is nobody looking into this? Why hasn't there been, you know, Michael, the fellow who called, I believe it was Michael, in the previous hour, who said that, you know, many black men in America are looking at the Democratic Party going, well, you guys are basically wimps, so why should I vote for you? You're not fighting on my behalf. You know, why the Democrats control the Senate. Why have they not convened an investigation into this? If this is a money laundering scheme, or if this is a bribery scheme, I mean, they went after Menendez for taking money. They went after Eric Adams for taking money from Turkey. I think it was Turkey in both cases. They're both Democrats. Now, that was, you know, the Department of Justice, that was Merrick Garland. Now, it's entirely possible the Department of Justice and the FBI are looking into Jared Kushner, and the odds are that he hasn't done anything illegal, taking money from a foreign government. It's just extraordinarily unethical to exploit your position in government. But you know, inquiring minds want to know. You know, can you imagine if Hunter Biden, I mean, Hunter Biden took a couple $1 million over the course of 5 years, I believe it was, when he was on the board of Burisma, you know, the Ukrainian energy firm, for being on that board. Let's say it was $5 million. I've heard different numbers over the years, $2 million, $3 million. $5 million is the top number I've heard. Let's say he took $5 million. And that was like a major news story for years. I mean, the Republicans were just pounding on it. Where is the conversation about what Jared Kushner's up to? He was the son-in-law of the sitting president, and not when he got the money. I mean, that was shortly thereafter, but when he established these relationships. And keep in mind, when Jared Kushner, you know, went to the FBI and said, okay, give me a security clearance, the FBI said, no, you know, they looked into him and they said, we can't give you security clearance. You have too many, you're compromised by foreign governments. He had too many foreign entanglements to get a security clearance. So Donald Trump, as president, simply gave him one. Said, that's, you know, I'll overrule the experts here. What's going on with this? Inquiring minds want to know. So, an awful lot going on in the world today. And our thoughts, I don't know, I doubt they're going to hear this or get it because they're probably off the air, but our thoughts to our affiliate in Asheville, North Carolina, WPBM FM, the radio station that carries our program in Asheville, that city has just been really, really whacked. It's crazy.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number 2, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 19 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. I saw a show this morning about spoilers. Cornelia West and Jill Stein.
Mm-hmm. Cornell West, yeah.
Yeah. Put that on the street. Thank you. Yeah, and it was like they're gonna ruin the election. They're gonna take over, and they were talking about how it's not good.
It's entirely possible. I mean, Jill Stein got more votes in 2016 in the five states that, had they gone for Hillary, Hillary would have been president.
Yeah, Hillary would have won.
Right. She got more votes than Donald Trump's margin of victory. In other words, had she not been on the ticket and had those people voted for Hillary Clinton instead of Jill Stein, Hillary Clinton would have become president. So,
yeah.
You know, and Jill Stein, she's a grifter. I mean, you know, she just, you know, every 4 years she pops up and she's
destroying the Green Party.
Yeah, she's
paid off by dark money and she doesn't care.
Well,
and the other one is Cornelia West, who's a Republican now.
Yeah, he's being just driven by ego. I personally suspect that Jill Stein is doing it for money, but who knows? But Cornel West
I think they're both doing it for money.
Yeah, may well be. It may well be, John.
But it's a huge loss. It's just like Ralph Nader.
And they're being supported, by the way, by Republicans. You know, they're both getting money from Republican donors, and this.
So you got to prepare your audience for a possible loss.
Yeah, no,
to Trump.
I get it, John.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call.
Sucks. I
wrote a long piece about this about 3 months ago, and said you cannot vote for Cornel West or Jill Stein. You know, just do not do that. That is voting for Donald Trump, and that's really the case. Thank you, John, for pointing it out. Mike in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. A little thought experiment for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Why are Alito and Thomas still on the bench?
Because they have lifetime tenure and they've chosen not to leave.
Okay. And how would you remove, or excuse me, how are they put on the bench?
A president nominates and the Senate confirms the members of the Supreme Court.
Okay, and how do you remove a justice from the Supreme Court?
The only way to remove a justice from the Supreme Court officially is through impeachment, and it's the exact same impeachment process that Trump went through. You have to be impeached in the House
convicted in the Senate.
Okay, what am I missing?
I submit that you're wrong. What does the Constitution say about their lifetime tenure?
That they shall serve during times of good behavior.
And where in the Constitution does it say they must be impeached to be removed?
Well, impeachment is something that is provided for all federal officials. So senators can be impeached. Go ahead.
You're missing the point.
All right.
It says the president can be impeached. The members of his administration can be impeached, et cetera, et cetera. All it says about the Supreme Court is in times of good behavior.
Right.
So if the president, who has the power to nominate them, chooses to unnominate them and sends it to the Congress, you know, to the Senate, and the Senate, by majority vote only, says, you're correct, they have been behaving badly, they're off the bench. Why would that not work?
I don't think there's any legal basis for it. I mean, the during good behavior is, I assume, the setup for impeachment. You know, because the impeachment clause with regard to the president, you know, says things like high crimes and misdemeanors and things like that. The Supreme Court, there's a much lower bar for removing them through impeachment. And that's just good behavior, but I just don't think it's going to happen. First of all, the Republicans control the House, so there's not going to be an impeachment in the House.
It wouldn't have to go to the House.
Now, I did say official mechanisms to do this. And the reason I said that was because of Abe Fortas. Back in the 70s, Abe Fortas was the most liberal member of the Supreme Court. At that time, there was a liberal majority on the Supreme Court. And Richard Nixon wanted to get rid of Abe Fortas. And so he had John Mitchell, his attorney general, launch an investigation into Abe Fortas's wife, who was a lawyer in private practice. And they made all these outrageous claims about his wife, all of which were proved later to be untrue. She had done nothing wrong. She was completely ethical and above board. But they said that she had these documents in the in a personal safe and all this. I mean, they literally just made up a bunch of crap about Abe Fortas's wife. But they beat her up so badly that Abe Fortas resigned. And that's the there might have been one other Supreme Court justice who resigned as a result of public pressure. But I think that what the Democrats should be doing right now, and I think they should be doing this in the Senate, and Sheldon Whitehouse, by the way, I believe agrees with me, but he just can't get apparently Chuck Schumer to go along with it, is there should be a major investigation of Alito and Thomas, at the very least, of ethics on the U.S. Supreme Court. Alito and Thomas are both in their 70s. Both have indicated that they would like to retire. Both of them want Donald Trump to be president. So if they retire, they are replaced by Republicans. You know, I think this is one of the main reasons why they intervened so aggressively in Donald Trump's trials, so that he's not facing justice before the election. But it's going to be a hell of a big lift to get them off, Mike.
Well, you know a lot more legal scholars than I do. Why don't you check with them and see if my theory holds water?
I'll do that. Mike, thanks for the call. Ken in La Centre, Washington. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted originally to talk about tariffs, but I'm going to switch and talk about fact-checking debates.
Mm-hmm.
The Harrison-Trump debate actually was fact-checked.
Two out of 35 major lies got fact-checked. You're right.
Right. And the problem was there was, Trump's machine gun fire of lies.
Yep.
And the responses were slow.
Right. It's called the fire hose of lies strategy.
Yeah. If they were to look at all the controversial statements or false or incorrect statements by candidates, and then wrote up responses, ahead of time, so they could just
Here's the problem, Ken. When you're in a debate, you don't want to be spending all your time fact checking your opponent. You want to be getting your points out, and that's why the fire hose lies strategy in an environment where there is no fact checking is so incredibly effective. And that's where CBS has really just ruined this thing. Ken, thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With an Israeli ground incursion into Lebanon underway, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Israeli counterpart chatted via phone.
Austin and Israeli Defense Minister Galan agreed on the need to dismantle Hezbollah's attack infrastructure there that has long threatened communities in northern Israel. Austin also discussed with Galant the need to focus on diplomacy as soon as possible. And in a strong message to Iran, both leaders discussed, quote, serious consequences for Iran if it chooses to launch an attack against Israel. Luis Martinez, ABC News, the Pentagon.
45,000 dock workers have gone on strike against the owners of 14 East and Gulf Coast ports. Money, the issue. The ports offering 50% more over the life of the deal. The dock workers are angling for 77%. Declaring it violates a woman's liberty to control her own body, an Atlanta judge struck down Georgia's 6 weeks abortion ban. An appeal, though, is certain. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fire dangers are heating up as we enter the fall fire season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a statement Monday asking people to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities. The statement follows predictions for this week's weather to be dry and have gusty winds, perfect conditions for fires to spread. And while it may be fall, state health officials are still urging people in Wisconsin about mosquito bites. James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves after two horses tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. Mosquitoes are capable of spreading the disease to both animals and people, but it cannot be spread through person-to-person or animal-to-person contact. There has been one confirmed human case of the disease this year, likely from travel to another state. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music legend Kris Kristofferson passed away over the weekend at the age of 88. Kristofferson is a three-time Grammy and Golden Globe winner and was a respected actor as well. He was the star of the original A Star Is Born in 1976, playing opposite Barbara Streisand. Kris Kristofferson was also part of an all-star band called The Highwaymen with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. Kristofferson received a Rhodes Scholarship in literature, but soon after joined the U.S. Army, where he achieved the rank of captain and flew helicopters. Kris Kristofferson was a prolific activist advocating for farmers' rights, workers' rights, and immigrant rights. He famously supported Sinead O'Connor during a Bob Dylan tribute concert, shortly after she ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in an effort to call attention to child abuse within the Catholic Church. Kristofferson hugged her on stage and called her courageous. Kristofferson died in Hawaii surrounded by his family, but a cause of death was not given. He was a true American original. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers moving through during the overnight, then some clearing. Breezy northwest winds up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Our lows dropping to the lower 40s. On Tuesday, sunny and continued breezy. High temperatures in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Amanda Merkway, the advocacy director of the ACLU Wisconsin. We'll discuss the election fraud being engaged by MAGA Republicans and what you can do about
it. The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped after pain, with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
Nothing left to lose. They'll shut down the government, bring the country to its knees, off a power of lies and the twisted fantasy. Get ready.
The Trump big lie. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Sajad in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. What's up?
One thing I was wondering, I'm looking at the floral map of how I noticed the country has become just so polarized. You know, I noticed during Bill Clinton's time, I noticed that he won a lot of red states, particularly in the South. And why is that? And I think the closest presidency were there were states that, you know, other things. For example, I think Barack Obama's election was the closest. But particularly Bill Clinton, I noticed that he won a lot of southern states.
Yeah, he was the former governor of Arkansas.
Montana. And he won Montana. How did he do it? Because the southern strategy was still there. Which is in place. How did he do it?
I think Bill Clinton, first of all, he was the former governor of a southern state. He was the former governor of Arkansas, which goes a long way. And so they figured, hey, he wasn't all that bad, you know, number one. Number two, I think that Bill Clinton was just a uniquely talented politician. I've never seen anything like it. I've never met anybody like him. Bill Clinton and I, Jim McGovern was a congressman from Washington State, from up in the Seattle area. And back about 10, 12 years ago, he got a copy from a person who had listened to it off the air of a phone call. This was back when you could intercept cell phone calls before they went digital. And it was a cell phone call between Newt Gingrich and somebody down in Florida about how they were going to do a character assassination or something. I forget what the deal was, but Jim McGovern got that and he put it out. He made it public. And Newt sued him for this. And so we did a fundraiser to help Jim McGovern pay his legal fees against Newt Gingrich. And the speakers were me and Bill Clinton. And so we're on stage, and there's like a couple thousand people in the audience. We're up in Seattle. And Jim McGovern goes out on stage first to talk, and he's going to kind of set everything up. And I'm standing backstage all alone with Bill Clinton and two Secret Service guys who are standing about 10 feet away from us. And he turns to me, and we'd never met before, and he turns to me and he just like hey, Tom, tell me about yourself. And I, you know, I felt like I was the most important person in the world. I mean, he just, he makes you feel like he really cares about you. And I think he probably really does. I mean, it's really hard to fake that kind of stuff. He's one of these people who's just really interested in other people and really, and that kind of charisma comes through on the campaign trail. I strongly disagree with a number of Bill Clinton's policies when he was president, but he kind of embraced neoliberalism, which was very problematic. I've been critical of the Clinton presidency for years, but as a politician, and frankly as a human being, he is one of the most charming people, probably the single most charming individual I've ever met in my life, Sajid. And that's the best explanation I can offer. I'm sorry. I don't have a better one than that.
I mean, we got to win red states again. They got to put the money in.
Yeah.
Like you said about the radio stations, the people on the left are not putting money in. Another thing that I know your time is limited, but one thing I want to emphasize, why does the left always let the right always emphasize Soros is giving the money? Why can't hit them back double, I mean, triple, saying the Mercers, Elon Musk, the Yuling family. I can go on and on and on. They remain quiet about that. They're so stupid.
The people on the left don't do demonization well, first of all. The idea, if the theory is correct that Republicans want the strict father model and the Democrats want the nurturing family model of government, then if you're trying to be a nurturing family, you don't do a lot of finger wagging and spanking. If you're doing the strict father thing, you do nothing but finger wagging and spanking. And so what we're seeing is the Republicans doing a lot of the latter and the Democrats, doing more of the former. In other words, trying to nurture people, trying to elevate people, trying to give people opportunity, trying to hold people and lift people up and, you know, provide them with health care and education and Social Security, all these programs, unionization rights and whatnot, all these programs that Democrats have always supported. And so I think that that's probably why you're not seeing Democrats yelling and screaming about Peter Thiel or, you know, fill in the blank, you know, right winger. And when Republicans talk about George Soros, I've met George Soros and you know, he's a decent guy. I met him at a Democracy Alliance meeting. It was a kind of high-end fundraiser thing kind of in Washington, D.C. about 5 years ago, maybe a little longer. And he doesn't give that much money. He does a lot of stuff internationally. He was born in Hungary. He's Hungarian, or was originally. He's a U.S. citizen now. But he's Jewish. And so usually when Republicans talk about, even though George Soros is one of the smaller funders of Democratic efforts and very rarely directly funds any Democratic candidates, he's more into trying to do good government projects all around the world. But Republicans love to claim, like they're claiming, you know, Eric Adams is supported by George Soros. He's not, you know, et cetera. What they're really saying is the Jews. That's, you know, 9 times out of 10 when Republicans use the name George Soros, what they're trying to say to their, you know, in dog whistle to their base, their anti-Semitic base, is the Jews, the international Jews. And that's what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Good talking to you, Sajid. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. David in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Your earlier conversation about the trans people and the gay, I just had an interesting discussion just the other day over the weed shop. And somebody was going off about it and everything. And I was saying, you know, this would be a good time to raise this conversation about Dow Chemical and Monsanto and Cargill and essentially the entire hydrocarbon industry, upstream hydrocarbon industry, who've been releasing all these hormone suppressants, hormone disruptors, estrogen mimics, testosterone depressors, endocrine disruptors. And, you know, you look at, like, polyethylene plastic, and it has a tendency to be an endocrine disruptor.
Yep.
And it's all through it. We're in this uncontrolled experiment where everything's just inundated us, just willy-nilly, and they'll say something like red number five dye. Oh, you have to drink 2 gallons of this at once to have it any effect. And it's like, no, that's not the point. It's incremental. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's kind of like that Batman movie with the Joker, where he had the deodorant and the lipstick, and if you used all those products together, ooh, whoops, you know, only we have no idea what's coming in. And they start saying, oh, people, the boys are confused. They want to be girls. The girls want to be boys. Yeah. And, you know, first of all, XX and XY, no, there's XXX, there's XXXXX, there's XXYY. It's called hermaphroditism. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, that there's more than one genetic structure. Normally it is XX and XY. But that's, you know, there are other emphases.
Right. There's kind of two sides to this thing, not to turn it into something binary, David. But
right.
On the one hand, there are researchers who are very concerned that we are exposing, that largely since the 1960s, 50s and 60s, we have been exposing, 3 generations now, to hormone-disrupting chemicals that might have some impact on the human race. We just don't know.
Absolutely.
We do know that it's messing with amphibians like crazy, and fish.
Well,
let me finish my thought here, please. On the other hand, people who do not feel comfortable in the body into which they were born have been with us forever. I mean, there are, you know, Native American societies actually respected, and I'm not talking about just gay people, you know, but you know, trans people. And so trans people have been around forever. And so there are some in the trans community who are like, by talking about hormone disrupting chemicals, you're basically labeling us all as freaks. So please don't do that. And then on the other hand, you've got some scientists who are going, hey, we're in the middle of this huge uncontrolled experiment, and we really ought to be talking about it. And it's and the poor trans people, you know, who are just trying to live their damn lives, are caught in the middle of this whole thing. And then you get the Republicans coming in going, oh, look at those people. Let's forbid them from using the bathroom, and let's keep them from getting, you know, surgery or Medicaid. And it's just a mess, David. It's just a mess. But, you know, I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. It's just at this moment in time, until some really good research comes in, I think it's real important to be very respectful of the trans community's wishes in this regard. I got to run. Thank you for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. We protect our house, so we don't have to worry. If your title's being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. Sign up today. Just go to HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom. That's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at HometitleLock.com. Just use that promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at HometitleLock.com.
The fan's doctrine went down in flames, and billionaires started playing the games. Clinton signed the Telecom Act. The right-wing stations were all intact. They bought up the airwaves coast to coast and put on the voices they loved the most. Radio silence, where did the progressives go?
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Elvis in Houston, Texas. Hey, Elvis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Just a couple of very quick points. You had a black gentleman from Houston, Texas, call in the last hour. I am also black, living in Houston. I've lived in Houston for over 40 years. And I just wanted to say I have a slightly different take than he does, right, on as far as black men voting for Democrats. I think, you know, Republicans are playing a chess match, right? They got the Supreme Court, check. They got the federal bench, check. They got state legislatures, check, right? They have the House, check, and now they want to get the executive branch. Right.
And the Senate.
And the Senate, right. They have to, it takes multiple cycles, multiple 4-year or 6-year voting cycles to get into positions where you have control of the levers of power. One cycle, two cycles is not going to give you what you need. What's needed from the Democrats and black voters or whoever else voters is we have to maintain that push and enthusiasm over 4, 5, 6 cycles. Then you get to where you want to be. It's not going to happen in one cycle. So if the expectation is you vote in a Barack Obama or you vote in a Kamala Harris, right, that things are going to change, right, or you vote in a Joe Biden and it's all going to change in 4 years, that's not realistic. Mm-hmm. Some things will change. Biden did a lot.
Yeah, you know, he did.
He did the Inflation Reduction Act and various other things. But to get the full results, it takes time. I know people don't want to hear that, but that is the reality. We have to maintain this push, this level of enthusiasm over 4 to 5 cycles to really get where we want to go.
Yeah, I think your point is well made, Elvis. And people just don't know that. They don't think in those terms. And everybody wants instant gratification.
Well, the Republicans do. The Republicans do. And that's why the other thing you mentioned was about Jared Kushner and why it's not publicized. In addition to that, the Republicans have a propaganda plan. Mm-hmm. They create and you know, create these theatrical events in Congress and various other platforms so they can feed it to Fox News and say, here you see this, you see that. Yeah. They also have a propaganda plan.
You're right.
Democrats, we have to have a propaganda plan. We have to focus on the things and highlight them and push them to our platforms and push them out. So if those two things are not done, then people are going to lose the faith, which is what I heard that gentleman saying. But we have to maintain the faith over 4 or 5 cycles to be effective.
I'm
with
you.
That's my thought.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to the Progress Channel on SiriusXM, Elvis. Because it's one
Have
of our great
one.
Platforms. Yeah, you too. Okay, good talking to you. Thank you. Sue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Oh, it's great to talk to you again, Tom. An upsetting thing this past weekend, Representative Melanie Stansbury was going to have a nice reception at a new restaurant called Dorothea. And the pro-Palestinian protesters came in, and the restaurant was so worried about damage that they actually canceled the event.
Oh, my. That's so
And she's a Democrat, and she's a pro-choice Democrat. So it's even more upsetting because these young women, it's like a clash of causes. Yeah. And, you know, there was, oh, Melanie is for genocide, and that's not even true. Right. She's definitely, you know.
You wonder how much of this is being cranked up by you know, Russians via social media. I mean, they are so committed to tearing us, causing us to be at each other's throats. Putin sees this as the best way for him to win.
I mean, I'm concerned because they're the ones that if Trump wins, they're going to be the ones being forced to bear babies, and those babies can be disabled, or, you know, it's just a whole thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. Sue, thank you. Thanks for sharing the story with us. And we're out of time here. My apologies to everybody on hold. We got the rest of the week here, so. And tomorrow's going to be a real interesting evening anyway, the debate. I'm going to have to get an extra bottle of wine for that one. All righty. We'll have a conversation tomorrow about our drinking games. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So double-check your voter registration by going to vote.gov, vote.gov, and tag your it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane, Matt, and Aaron, Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us to kick around all things newsy. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.